It's quarter number three on the Keystone Kickoff Show. Time to Ask Ross. This week's Ask Ross segment is brought to you by the 409 Tailgate Club. For the best gifts for the tailgater in your life, go to 409tailgateclub.com. And always remember, tailgate with honor.
And welcome back into the Keystone Kickoff Show. It is quarter number three. That means it's time to Ask Ross. And of course, Ask Ross is brought to you by 409 Tailgate Club, which...
Come on, dude. I'm starving, but we're not eating until afterwards today.
How's that for a new strategy? I used to bring the food in before we got started. What do you think of the new strategy to wait until we're done?
Well, I definitely want to get through the segment. That's for sure. I definitely want it to be good. But, yeah, I love Ask Ross. So what do you got for me? Let's go for it.
Well, we got a couple things. But just prior, clean up a couple things while we're talking about Ask Ross. A couple of our former questioners who sent things in. Do you remember Saad from Qatar?
Yes.
Who, I've been emailing with him a bit the last week. Do you know he came to Penn State and has his degree in petroleum and natural gas engineering?
That was, of course he did, if he's from Qatar or Qatar. How about this? I met a guy when I was at the Combine, the NFL Draft. And he was a listener of something else I do, and he's from Qatar.
Really?
And he said he's from Qatar, and I said to him, isn't it Qatar? And he said, Ross, if I tell people I'm from Qatar, they say, isn't it Qatar? If I tell people I'm from Qatar, they say, isn't it Qatar? So anyway, shout out for him.
I was just impressed that we have a guy that smart listening to us knuckleheads.
There you go.
The other one I wanted to point out, I don't know if you remember, a few weeks ago, Sylvester from New York was our winner, and he tweeted out, thanks again for the tailgate box. Made some chicken over the weekend and pulled pork tonight, and the goods did not disappoint.
Nice.
The rubs and barbecue sauce are a must get for all Penn State fans. Then he followed it up with a 100. I'm assuming that's a good thing, isn't it?
Yes.
That's good?
Okay. Yes.
All right. So we have one other big item going on this week, and it's kind of like a preview announcement. We have Mr. Kevin Wilson with us from Labatt Blue. Welcome, Kevin.
Thanks, Jim. We're very excited to join the team here as a
Penn State. Dude, his voice just got deeper than it normally is. I've been talking to this guy. I met him when he walked in. That is not his real voice.
I told you I have a past in broadcasting. The sultry sounds coming from the microphone. Radio voice.
And Ross became a big fan of Kevin's real quick. You want to tell our audience why you became such a big fan so quick?
So, obviously, I love Labatt Blue because when I played in Buffalo, that's all I drank. Like, literally for 3 years, all I drank was Labatt Blue. Kevin works with Labatt Blue. You can explain that part of it, Kevin. But he brought in a pounder of ice-cold Labatt Blue. Brought me back to my Buffalo days. Delicious. Absolutely delicious. I used to have quite a bit. I mean, I think I probably kept that company, you know, highly profitable for a few years there.
We have a picture up of you on the corporate office wall. Just, you know, some of our MVPs, the wall of fame.
I like it.
So, Kevin, you could thank Ross for your employment, right? But Kevin is not just here representing Labatt Blue. He's also a huge Penn State football fan, season ticket holder, tailgater, and most importantly, you have a question for... You're not allowed in the studio for Ask Ross unless you have a question.
Well, I guess I'm glad I have one prepared.
Indeed. Go ahead, Kevin. It's
Ross,
all yours.
Miles Sanders and Saquon Barkley are different types of backs. Miles a little more north-south, Saquon a little more dance-around, home run, Barry Sanders style.
Yeah.
As an offensive lineman, and looking specifically at our five offensive linemen, how does this affect them? What schemes do they run differently? Is it techniques? And do you think this is going to be more of a benefit, a downside, or just the same?
I think it'll be both, if that makes sense, right? So there were times when Saquon made them look really good when maybe they weren't quite as good on that play just because of how special he was. But then the flip side is there were some times I felt like, especially like in short yardage, where Saquon was kind of looking for the home run and made the offensive linemen look worse than they were because he didn't just hit it up in there. Now, I believe or I think that he's going to hit it up in there, he being Miles Sanders, more than Saquon did. We'll see, right? He seems like more of a north-south runner. To your point, I think he'll end up hitting it up in there more, but only time will tell in that regard. It doesn't really affect the offensive line that much, but I do think it'll be a pretty big difference for Ricky Ronnie as the play caller, right? So knowing that Miles' skills are different than Saquon's skills, I think that they'll end up calling things a little bit differently this year. I think you will see more downhill runs. I think you will see more zone reads for Miles Sanders. I'll be curious to see how much they do in terms of out of the backfield. As a lineman, you're kind of blocking the play more than the player, right? Like, you're blocking the scheme and how they tell you to run the scheme more than I'll give you an example, right? We were talking about Buffalo and the Bat Blue, okay?
So this guy's a real pro. So
It ties in. I'm telling you. When I was with the Bills, okay, we had two really good running backs. We had Willis McGahee and Travis Henry, okay? I didn't know who was behind me in the huddle. I wouldn't, like, look to see if it was McGahee or Travis, T. Hen, we called him. I wouldn't look to see who it was. Bledsoe would call the play. I would run the play. And at the end of the run, I might go over and help him up. Or after I'm finished my block, I might go see who it is. So you're really blocking the play. And those guys had very different styles. Travis Henry hit it hard right away. McGahee was very patient and then would hit it. So that's kind of my point is, as offensive linemen, it doesn't affect you, but they would call things a little bit differently depending on which guy was
right in
there.
Right, well, the scheme slightly changed in terms of where you go, more zone blocking, man to man, et
cetera. Yeah, yep, I think that that's very fair. Yeah.
All right, I warned Kevin before he came in, he better come prepared with a good question, was it?
It was a good question. Why, is he going to be the automatic winner of the 409 TOD?
No. Actually, I have a six-pack of Labatt Blue.
For
a good question.
Yeah, I'm sure he can't get that on his own.
All right. You're listening to the Keystone Kickoff Show, quarter number three. It's Ask Ross, brought to you by the 409 Tailgate Club. We are very fortunate to have with us Kevin Wilson from our new partner, Labatt Blue.
I love meeting people that are listeners. It's great. You know what I mean? Like, it's fun. Well, that I'm not just sitting here talking to you.
And that's how all this came about. My buddy Ryan Byler reached out to me and said, you got to check out this podcast. I listened to the podcast and, started talking to Scott, started talking to Jim, and here we are as partners. So
I just see this conversation with Kevin and Ryan. Ryan saying to Kevin, you're going to be on the show? You better at least mention me, dude, right? Is that okay? You got through that.
I just texted him right now. Okay. So.
Let's actually move on to the guys who could qualify for the gift basket. Asher from Fort Myers asks, Ross, who is the player, aside from McSorley, the Nittany Lions could least afford to lose to injury?
That's a good question.
It is. If you have to think, that means it's a good question.
Yeah.
That D-tackle.
You know, that I can see that. I almost want to say Miles Sanders. They're so deep at the end, and if they lost Miles Sanders at running back, like D-tackle, I'm with you, whether it's Windsor or Givens, but I have confidence in Shelton and some of the young guys that they'll be able to come through. I don't know. I mean, Mark Allen couldn't carry the load. I don't know about Ricky Slade yet. As a true freshman, to have to carry the load at running back, they got a bunch of receivers. I would say a tight end. If Gesicki was here, it would be Gesicki, but he's gone, right? Mm-hmm. So, and the O-lineman, I think that they could get by with any of the – I mean, it wouldn't be good if it was McGovern or Bates. I can tell you that much right now. But they kind of have six guys, so they would figure that out. I'm going to go Miles Sanders. Good question from Fort Myers.
Well, that's also an issue. That's where they miss Andre Robinson, right?
Maybe, yeah. Well, I mean, it depends on what we see from Ricky Slade.
Right.
But yes.
At least we know
they have other guys. They got
field.
Mark Allen and Jonathan Thomas. They got guys that can hold down the fort, I think.
The correct answer is actually Blake Gillikin.
That is a good one. Dude, get off the show. This is my show, and he's making me look bad. That is a really good – because he's right, especially if Gillikin's the kicker too.
Should I tell Bobby Flo not to bother coming back in for the next quarter?
Yeah, probably.
Okay, very good.
I think Bobby Flo's happy with his Labatt Blue over there.
But Bob doesn't bring beer in with him, which Kevin does, so that's the tiebreaker. All right, here we go. Chris from Burbank, California. How's that? Ross, there are names for offensive line maneuvers, just like there are for the defensive linemen. For example, on the DL defensive line, we hear things like a swim move, bull rush, speed rush, and so on. Are there terms for the offensive line that are counter moves? So he gave some examples. Could we use something like for the offensive line, like slap and slide or smother brother?
Not really given names like that. You'll have like a scoop block or a combo block. You punch, you pass set, you pass off like a game or a stunt. But it's not, they're not like moves. You know what I mean? Like yeah. They're it's techniques more than moves. So it would be the equivalent of like run defense where you don't really have specific run defense moves. You're just playing your technique. You're locking out. You're trying to stay in your gap. So I would say offensive line similar to that. I love that we just went from Florida to California. Let's get one more in.
How about Alabama?
Wow.
How about it? Wait, not only Alabama, but Birmingham, Alabama.
Wow.
Listen to this.
Enemy territory.
Hey, guys. No, he goes, I went to Alabama for undergrad and Penn State for law school. As an alumnus of both institutions, I'm well within my rights to consider myself a part of both powerhouse programs. Here's his question. How many national championships will I get to celebrate in the next 5 years? Wade says he'll conservatively set the number at 3, and he finishes up with Roll Tide and we are.
I think 3, the way Alabama's going these days, is probably if the over-under is 3, I would take the under, but I think there's a pretty good chance it's a push. Alabama's that good. I don't think Penn State will get there. It'd be nice if they did. Honestly, I think Penn State's best chance was last year.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, I mean, you know, you never know what can happen, but to actually beat the Alabamas, the Georgias, the Clemsons, I would have thought Penn State's best chance might have been last year if the offensive line hadn't taken a step back. Let's go. I think if Kevin can't win, I would go with the first question.
Okay,
from
that
Fort
was
Myers.
Asher from Fort Myers, a gift basket from the 409 Tailgate Club is going to be on its way to you. Thank you very much, Kevin, for sitting in. Ross, you're going to hang out. We got quarter number 4. We're going to do another Tucker's Tape.
Hey, Penn State fans, here is your chance to take something off your bucket list. That's right. GoPSU RV is offering a full range of RV setups ready for a weekend of great tailgating at their Lions Den, which is the closest single-game RV overnight lot to Beaver Stadium. You can arrive anytime Friday afternoon. Stay until Sunday morning, avoiding all that traffic. Don't miss this unique opportunity. Go online to GoPSURV.com and reserve your RV today.
160,000 miles. That's on average how often you'll use your car insurance. But what if you could get help with more often? Maybe save a couple of bucks on clothes or at restaurants. What if you could even get rescued roadside when a tire goes flat or your battery dies? You can, when you're a member and your auto insurance is AAA. Insurance that's not just insurance. Talk to your local AAA agent or visit AAA.com to learn more about how AAA works at every mile.
Hey, Keystone Sports Nation, it's Scott Shirley, the Executive Director of Uplifting Athletes, inviting you to join us for the annual Gridiron Gala Saturday, June 9th in downtown Harrisburg at the Keystone Building. Features all-you-can-eat and drink, tailgate food, and special guests, including Devin Still, former Penn State All-American and NFL star, and most importantly, the father of Leah, who courageously beat her rare cancer and inspired millions. Visit upliftingathletes.org to learn more and help us tackle rare diseases. Hope to see you there.